it's hard to believe that we're celebrating this feast again. Seems like we just spoke about it a couple of days ago, and yet it is another year. The time is flowing very, very swiftly. Then we have the feast of St. John Gualbert. St. John, who was of the nobility in the vicinity of Florence, his brother was killed by one of the other young men of Florence. And so it was, according to the mores of the time, it was his duty to avenge his brother's murder. And lo and behold, it was actually on Good Friday that he was riding in one of the very narrow side streets of Florence. He ran into his brother's murderer. And immediately he stopped his horse and took out his sword and was about to kill him. And then the young man that had murdered his brother extended his hands and made the sign of the cross and begged for forgiveness. At that moment, St. John Gualbert saw Jesus crucified. And so he put his sword in his sheath and went up to the young man who was kneeling before him and raised him up and embraced him and kissed him on the cheeks and forgave him. Immediately after this, and he saw this as a sign from Christ, and of course, who knows what other things are going on in his heart and in his mind before this. No one ever knows what is inside the precincts of another person. And so he was probably thinking about it already. God was calling him, and maybe he was pushing him back and saying, not yet, I'm not ready yet. And everybody always says they're not ready yet. And, you know, God is the one that knows when we're ready, not we or not anybody else. And so he decided at that moment to abandon the world, and he went up to the mountain in Florence, which is one of the most beautiful sites in Florence, the monastery of the martyr San Miniato. He, like St. Denis in Paris, when he was beheaded, ran up the mountain with his head in his hands and died there at that place, now known by his name, San Miniato. And a magnificent monastery was built there, and is still there, by the white Benedictines. And there, St. John promised to God that he was going to follow him totally. Not long after, he went on a retreat to a nearby mountain in the Valley of Shadows, Vallombrosa, and there he began what is known as the Vallombrosa branch of the Benedictine family. And so today we celebrate him. The feast of not only the grace of God that overpowers everything and is above and around us in every way, but also it is a feast of forgiveness, which is a very difficult thing to do. So today we ask St. John Gualbert to help us to forgive all the offenses that have been meted out to us by whomever it has been. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.